Well, I can tell you're pretty well wound up today, so I might as well just sort of sit back and relax and let you go.
We had a deal on the children. Don't let your children play in the drainage ditches when there's water running in it. Again, a wonderful form of natural selection. You know what I mean? Say, yeah, go on out there and play in that 3 foot of water. We'll pick you up down in Corpus. You know, you can surf on down there. All right, here comes Thursday's headline. Here comes Thursday now. I mean, we're talking about we were truly washed away on Thursday, and here it says water facts. Today, who can water today? Odd-numbered addresses. There I am again.
Here's my day to water again.
And I would have watered, but I couldn't get to the hose. You see what I mean? It was so wet out there, I'd have had to ride a duck's back to get out there. Now, what I'm telling these people is we need to use a little common sense, I guess, unless maybe I overlooked the obvious. So I have come together with my gardening tips for the monsoon drought restrictions. Now, you have not seen these in any paper or anything else. I've just put these together myself.
Okay, these are yours.
I formulated
these
in the same good spirit as we've had
before. So this is what to do in the what, the monsoon?
The monsoon drought restriction.
Oh, I see.
The monsoon drought restriction. Said.
Okay.
First of all, do not till garden or flower beds with over an inch of water standing in them. You see?
I'm with you, yeah.
I tried all this to make sure, you know, and every time I tried to crank the rototiller that was underwater, it would flood out. I'd heard that you could flood a tiller before, but it would truly flood out. Second of all, do not spade a dripping wet soil unless you create clods which may endure so long that they may be proclaimed as family heirlooms. In other words, the soil is wet, so don't be going out there digging it. Now, some people may know this, you understand, but I'm doing this for the people that, you know, like that obviously need help because of this, you know, newspaper thing. All right, second of all, do not eat any unknown algae or mold growing in your wet garden soil unless you have an acceptable recipe. In other words, the algae and the stuff that you've got growing out there, leave it alone. Don't be eating it unless
that's
you've got
a
recipe. Maybe Shirley got a recipe. Some of that stuff she cooks tastes like algae anyway. All right, do not water algae or mold except on designated days. Say, we've got to make sure that algae only gets watered on certain days it needs to. Do not fertilize algae or mold during water rationing. We know we shouldn't apply fertilizer during this time. Do not eat or entrap any small fish, salamander, tadpole, frogs, etc., found swimming in the garden that they could be an endangered species. So you have to be careful of that, too. You just can't eat any tadpole that might be swimming around out there. Do not try to transplant vegetables in a swampy garden. They float out and die.
Yeah.
Now, I know people didn't know this. People have never, you know, you probably
new experience.
You
That's
probably
right.
never have thought about it.
I hadn't.
In Wilson County, you probably have thought about it. Do not let children play slip and slide in the garden, since such activities compact the soil.
And all right.
Terrible, though, that compacted soil. Do not operate your drip irrigation system if it is submerged. Backflow could cause hose contamination by soil particles. In other words, stop it up if you operate when the drip system is underwater, you see. Do not go tubing in your garden unless all wire tomato cages or stakes have been removed.
You'll sure pop the tube.
These are just some tips that I thought, and I may send these to the water people so they can put these in the paper.
We need those. We
along
sure
with
do.
Other
yeah.
stuff. And we hope that, you know, we've enjoyed the rain, and we certainly have needed it, but it's time we need to dry out a little bit so we can plant some fall gardens and some fall marimums, which we'll talk about in the next day or two.
Okay. Hey, we appreciate it very much from Dr. Jerry Parsons. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, and he will join us again on Thursday.